Fairbanks and Anchorage will both get a big economic boost in May during a series of events to be held in conjunction with a major meeting of top diplomats from the 8 Arctic Council member nations. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the Week of the Arctic will also enable the peoples of those nations to share their cultures.
Organizers say the Fairbanks Ministerial and other events to be held as part of the Week of the Arctic will attract about 1,000 participants and generate about $1 million in revenue.
So that's direct spending into the community. That doesn't include any multipliers or anything like that.
Deb Hickok is president and CEO of Explore Fairbanks, the local convention and tourism promotion agency. She says organizers are working on the many arrangements required for the Week of the Arctic to be held May 8th through 14th in both Fairbanks and Anchorage. And she says in addition to revenue, the ministerial will also bring a measure of prestige to Fairbanks because it's the highest profile Arctic Council event to be held here since the organization was founded 20 years ago.
Hopefully we'll build awareness as we get closer for the community to realize what a group we have here and what a privilege it is.
The ministerial is being held in Alaska because the biennial event is customarily conducted in a city within the nation that holds the council chairmanship. The event will mark the end of the United States' 2-year chairmanship and the beginning of Finland's term. And it's an occasion for nations of the circumpolar north and member groups that represent indigenous peoples and other interests to share their knowledge and experience.
It'll be a good opportunity for us to examine how the Arctic has changed and how people around the world are responding to it. Learn some lessons from what they've done and teach them some of the things that we've discovered.
Larry Hinsman is Vice Chancellor for Research at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and he's overseeing UAF's support for the ministerial and related Fairbanks area events.
For Fairbanks, it's just going to be a great economic boom. We'll have a lot of people coming in at a time when the tourist season hasn't quite swung up yet, and so we expect to fill the hotels and keep the taxis busy and fill the restaurants.
Hinsman talked about the Week of the Arctic during last week's Greater Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce meeting. He was joined by Ann Masita, an Arctic Affairs officer with the U.S. State Department. Masita says the agency has sent a 40-member advance team to prepare for the ministerial in cooperation with local organizers and the Alaska Arctic Council host committee.
We're happy to be up here and look at the events and meet with partners. And everyone's been tremendously helpful in the lead up to this, and we're looking forward to May.
Hinsman told the chamber audience that Week of the Arctic will begin in Fairbanks with events leading up to the May 11th ministerial. That's when the venue will switch to Anchorage for 3 days of a different series of events, collectively called North by North, that'll enable council member nations and indigenous peoples organizations to share their cultures.
The events in Fairbanks have a lot more of a scientific bent to them. The events in Anchorage have more of a arts and culture bent to them.
Most of the events not related to the ministerial will be open to the public. More information is available on the Arctic Council Host Committee website. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.